we obviously just don't know how the stone down in the church was used.
That is a stone, I would say. Well, I have not with me to say, but what I've read, you know, anybody that committed any crime and stand for a whole sermon with a bare feet on this stone, mm-hmm. before the whole, that used to go, yes, you know, without in disgrace before the whole community.
I know that a man who made the mound in the loch was supposed to have crossed the Pentland first standing in the stone. That's all I know about it. And it's been kept in the building that has been the church in the South Parish for hundreds of years.
These kinds of artefacts are very often found in churches. Now, that doesn't mean they begin their life there, but churches are kind of like repositories for gathering things that are precious or curious or important through time.
It's one of potentially three footprint stones in Orkney that we know of, to some extent or another. If we assume that it is similar in date to the other footprint stones in Scotland and Ireland, then you're talking about something which is Pictish-ish in origin, so late Iron Age.
And it's almost shaped like the diamond on a playing card, only with smooth, rounded edges. And there are two footprints carved in it. I think they're UK size 7, about 25 centimetres.
And it doesn't have any toes carved into it. You get all these different kinds of carved footprints, but this, you know, it's more like a shoe print than a footprint, actually, when you look at it, isn't it? Mm.
Because feet also represented life-spending fertility. There are plenty of customs and stories about this. For example, flowers grow in the footsteps of the Virgin Mary, or the foot washing customs in Orkney before a couple got married. The foot washing water was later ritually poured into a hole in the earth to ensure good luck and a good and fertile marriage.
So we get footprint stones with one footprint and footprint stones with two footprints. And generally, and this is just generally, it's believed that if it's a single footprint stone, these are often associated with Iron Age kingship.
So King whatever would have this stone at their palace, and then the individual lords, or, you know, chieftains, whatever, would come and swear fealty to him, bringing with them soil from their home that would go into the footprints, and then they would stand in that, so that they're standing on their own soil, their own home.
We know from Celtic mythology that a king was symbolically married to the land. It was a sacred marriage to ensure the fertility of the earth and the crops in the fields, and the prosperity and well-being of the people. When the newly chosen king put his foot in the footprint of the stone, it was felt as a symbolic union with the land, a sacred marriage. And those who came to witness the ceremony came with soil in their boots, so they stood on their own land.
Double footprint stones are more often associated with saints, and they are used in contexts where saints are travelling. And all of these stories, they hint back to the Bible and to the stories of Jesus, and when he ascends into heaven, he leaves a footprint. So this is where the tradition begins. So we have footprint stone for Jesus ascending into heaven, and that's why then we get saints who also have footprint stones, so it's emulating Jesus, bringing them really close to God.
So according to legend, the Ladykirk stone here in St. Mary's Kirk wasn't always a stone. In one legend from the 16th century, it was a whale or a monster that kindly agreed to save a man whose ship was caught in a storm in the Pentland Firth. And the whale carried him to the shore and then turned into a grey stone of its own colour and the man thanked God by building a church dedicated to St. Mary's.
One of the stories is that this stone was a whale that Magnus used to travel across the Pentland Firth, and then it became petrified, turned to stone, and then it was brought here, and his feet prints are still on it where he stood on the whale, which I think is this lovely image. What links these stories, though, is movement across the Pentland Firth, and I think that's really key for this stone and it being located here in this church right at Burwick, which is the gateway to Orkney from Scotland.
The location is one of the obvious places where people coming from the mainland, coming from Caithness, would have arrived in Orkney.
Okay, yeah.
And so you arrive in Orkney, straight away you've got a St. Magnus relic.
Yeah.
And if you're on a pilgrimage of some sort or another, then that's the perfect spot. And so in that sense,
this church was an important place during the Middle Ages when pilgrims were coming through Scotland and travelling up to Orkney to visit the Shrine of St. Magnus in St. Magnus Cathedral in Kirkwall. Once they had crossed the Pentland Firth, they would have gone to a church to pray, to thank God for safely crossing that piece of water. And it seems very likely to me that this would be the place they would come.